T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, on courtesy, rather, of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
I can understand if you don't know who Obi-Wan Kenobi is. Not everybody is a Star Wars fan, but even I know Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I don't like that era of country music.
Me neither.
I listen to Johnny Cash and Hayes Carl. That's my country roots.
I heard that start to play, and I'm like, where is this going?
that's what we
on
ask
a Victory
most of our
Friday.
Time.
I'm yeah. like, where is this going?
Yeah, we're talking about not going to take shots. I'm not doing it. Daryl, what was your number one takeaway from the Browns' win of the Steelers?
Well, number one is thank goodness they won, because we were staring 10 days of manic depression in Northeast Ohio square in the face. So that's number one. Number two, the running game and the physicality that the Browns were able to bring against a team that quite frankly normally brings the physicality to the Browns. And they were able really to kind of turn the tables on them. So the fact that they were able to keep the running game churning along the way that they did last night, led by Nick Chubb, another 100-yard effort from him, I really think that was very impressive.
Daryl, did the defense last night calm some fears that maybe we had going into this game, certainly with the you know, players-only meeting and the miscommunications and things like that?
Well, you could see that there was a very concerted effort last night to make sure that they did not blow any assignments. Saw lots of hand signals, saw lots of huddling going on, even at the end of the game, Dustin, where they lined 4 or 5 guys up 20 yards away from the line of scrimmage to make sure that the Steelers would not squirt into the wide open like we have seen both the Carolina Panthers and New York Jets be able to do. So I certainly feel better about that performance. First half, a little concerning. They gave up almost 200 yards in total offense, and then they come back in the second half, and they allowed like 111. I just thought that was really, really, really impressive. Forced multiple 3-and-outs. The Browns really dictated the pace and flow of that game, especially in the second half. So all around a pretty solid effort there by the Browns defense to correct some of those communication woes.
Daryl, let's look on the offensive side of the ball here, buddy.
Did I say something funny?
You still laughing about his...
Phrasing, yes,
the phrasing,
absolutely.
The phrasing. I got it too, but I heard you giggling over there.
I had to shut off my mic. All right, Daryl, the offense, very good at footballing the last 2 weeks. Who gets most credit, from Kevin Stefanski to Jacoby to the run game?
I think Kevin Stefanski gets the credit. I think he's called a brilliant game these first 3 weeks of the season. At some point, I think people are going to realize he's a pretty good coach. You're not going to win them all. Stuff's going to happen. But he is a good coach. And hopefully at some point, everyone will start to realize that. You know, whatever issues that Amari Cooper and Jacoby Brissett had there in week one, have clearly been straightened out. Back-to-back 100-yard receiving games with Amari. A couple of touchdowns from him as well. In fact, I was stunned to realize that he was the first Browns receiver since Josh Gordon back in 2013 to have back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. That was, I couldn't believe it. I think that credit all around. But, yeah, Kevin Stefanski is a pretty good coach, and Jacoby Brissett's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. I don't know that he's exceeding expectations, but he's at least living up to what I expected him to be able to do.
Daryl, has your expectations changed now after watching what we saw last night, maybe for how many wins the Browns could have before Deshaun Watson comes back?
No. The schedule still gets pretty tough here, Dustin. I know we could, ifs, buts, candy and nuts and all that type of thing about being 3-0, and they should be, but they're not. They're 2-1. But they're about where I expected them to be. I expect them to win next week in Atlanta. I think they're clearly the better football team there, and they're going to start. I think they'll start 3-1 for the third straight year under Kevin Stefanski. Then things get tough. Then the real challenge begins, just because of the level of quarterbacks they're going to have to go up against, starting with the Chargers, and then moving on down the line there. So they're where I expected them to be, quite honestly.
Daryl, I saw the Kevin Stefanski video after the win where he was fired up. And I loved what he said about the offense, and I loved what he said about the defense. But he then said nice things about the special teams, which is where he lost me. What in the blue hell is he talking about, saying that the special teams in this game were any good? And what in the blue hell is going on with the Browns special teams unit?
Well, Corey Bohorquez did his job last night.
We got one.
So there's that. That's all I got for you, unfortunately. As far as what's going on, I don't know. The return game has been less than spectacular, but honestly, it's been that way since Josh Cribbs' Browns days came to an end. They can't seem to find quality returns on a regular basis, especially punt returns. I think Bohorquez, him pinning the Steelers back at the 6 and at the 4-yard line, he had another punt inside the 20, I believe, as well. I think that's what he was referencing in that post game celebration.
Do we feel like Prefer will be on the hot seat if he doesn't get better as we go here?
I would think so. I don't see anything in season, but like when the season's over, Dustin, and you go back through your evaluation, I mean, this will be three straight years of less than inspiring, is the word I will use, special teams play. So, I think that when the season's over, that might be something that Kevin Stefanski would have to think long and hard about. But, they have been stable for a couple of years now, and I do think it is okay that if, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, if one of those is not performing up to the level of expectation, then, I think it's okay to think about changing out assistant coaches.
Daryl, we talked about our producer, Keith, trying to kill Terry Pluto last night in the press box earlier.
He almost killed a legend, Keith.
And he tried to put a narrative out there that it was on you and me for taking up too much space in the press box. I just want to confirm the details here. Keith's chair was almost to the wall, and Terry Pluto almost took a header because of it. Can you at least confirm those?
I can confirm those details. I can also confirm, yes, I took up a lot of space in the press box. I bought a secondary monitor for my laptop so that I didn't have to have two laptops there. So I was actually trying to conserve space, and I guess that hasn't completely worked out. But from side to side, yeah. But between him and the wall is perfectly within his own control.
I support that, Daryl. And you're doing your job, so I appreciate that. And I was just trying to give you guys some space, you know.
So you were backing out of the way.
Yeah. I noticed you didn't do this with any other Cleveland sports legend.
Nick got a soda bath.
That's true. Yeah. Which is also didn't help because I have a bee problem at my house right now. So later on that night, I was what all of Manaway was buzzing about. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Impressive. Most impressive.
That was worse than the poll you put up.
Hey, don't you talk about my poll like that.
People are not liking the poll, Nikki.
Wait, people are talking bad about my poll?
People are hating on the poll.
I don't see anybody hating the poll.
Why don't you put up a poll and see if people like your poll?
No, I've already put up the poll. I see Will saying Jesus, both are rough, but the song you have to have heard at some point. Ben G saying this is a joke. Who gives a crap about Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, no one cares.
But 57% of people, I think that's what this is. 57% of people saying you're off your gourd for not knowing who Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
I just like you guys, the fact that you guys are harassing Nick on his birthday. So,
oh, I didn't want that on air.
Dump it then.
Ha! No, it's not that big of a deal. Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy.
Well, then happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not singing to you.
Not even a little like something husky? Like
no, I do not sing. I do not dance. I do not sing.
Dustin and I weren't going to sing either. We were just running a game of say anything.
Yeah, you were just going to try and kill Terry Pluto for me. Yeah.
Daryl, what's your favorite Garth Brooks song?
I'm not a big Garth Brooks fan, so I'm not a big country music fan.
Okay. But you like Star Wars.
But I do like Star Wars, yes.
All right, Daryl.
May the force be with you.
And also with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.